In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The prevailing problem in our modern society is anxiety. So many people are anxious. So much medication is taken for anxiety. So many cigarettes are smoked because of anxiety. So much alcohol is drunk because of anxiety. There's so much sleeplessness because of anxiety. Irritability because of anxiety. We're beset with anxiety. What are we so anxious about? As a modern society, we're a complete wreck. The gospel talks about anxiety today, and it talks about the cure for anxiety. Listen closely. There's a link between desire, which give bad priorities if it's bad desires, and divided loyalties, and weak faith, which leads to anxiety. And there's no peace when we have anxiety. The Lord says the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be whole, thy body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. So he's saying the eye here in relation to our desire. Because with the eye you see. And if you see something, you desire it. You see delicious looking food. I think probably we desire food as much with our eye as with our smell and our taste. You see something and you desire it. You see a big screen TV and you got to get it. So the eye here is the desiring aspect of the soul. Desire is a good thing if it is for good things. The Lord has desire, but we should also have his desire, not desire for bad things. So he's saying, if the light of the body is the eye, the way the body goes is the way the desire of you goes. And it's pretty true. If you want to lose weight, but you don't try very hard, you're not going to lose weight. So you didn't really want to lose weight so bad. Whatever it is that you desire, if you really desire it, then you're going to do it. Your body and your soul will follow your desire. So he says, if your eye or your desire is good, then your body's full of light. Well, what's light here? God. We're temples of the Holy Spirit. Your body is full of God. You are enlightened. But if your eye is evil, if your desire is evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. He goes on to say, if the light that is in thee is darkness, how great is that darkness? That's not a question. It's really a statement. If you don't have Christ in your life is dark. No man can serve two masters. Otherwise, he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You can't have divided loyalties. St. James says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So if you have divided loyalties, you will have these false priorities that lead you away from God. Anything that leads you away from God will lead you away from peace and towards anxiety, unhappiness, irritability, miserableness. Now, we don't really see this connection. The world certainly doesn't. The world thinks that doing things that it desires leads to happiness. But they desire bad things, and so their body is full of darkness. We Christians must know what good desires are and what bad desires are. I've talked to you a lot about the remembrance of death. That's what the remembrance of death is, to know what is dead and what is alive, and to desire those things that are alive. This is a cultivated thing that you must do in your life. It doesn't always come easily or naturally, because sometimes we desire things that are very bad for us. I want you to understand the connection here. Perhaps you don't personally have anxiety like other people have. Then you're different than probably about 70% of the population. Seems like everybody's anxious about everything. Usually it's this sort of unfocused anxiety, which is from the devil. We're not born to be anxious. were born to be like the lilies of the field. They toil not and they spin not, and our Father takes care of them. So how do we become someone who's not anxious? The Lord is telling you here. The light of the body is the eye. If your desires are good, then you will not be anxious. If your desires are bad, to the extent that they are bad, you will have anxiety. You will have unhappiness. You will be just not content. There will not be peace in your heart. The Lord sums up this idea of good desire leads to peace, leads to happiness, by saying, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We all know this. Even people who are atheists probably have heard this verse. Do you follow it? If you followed it, then you would feel the grace of God in you. I see a problem with a lot of people that they don't feel God. Well, God, although he is all-powerful and mighty, he's very quiet. You cannot hear God when there is noise. When there's the noise of desires, you can't hear him. I have to tell you, I always am very sad when I come to bless a house and I see a large TV on every wall in every room. And one room maybe has a little tiny icon corner. I'm not advocating an icon corner in every room. But I'm sure not advocating against having a TV in every room. That's for sure. All that money spent, several thousand dollars on televisions, so that you can feed yourself and desire things that will hurt you, doesn't make much sense to me. That's serving two masters. You know the advice that I tend to give. Read the scriptures. Pray the Jesus prayer. The reason why is because we must cultivate in our hearts desire for God, because it's not a natural type of thing for fallen man. And although we are new creatures, we seem to revert back to the old ways quite often. So you must cultivate in yourself this desire for God and seek his kingdom first. And then you'll be free of anxiety. Now, perhaps there'll still always be money concerns and job concerns and all the other stuff. But in your heart, there will be a sense of peace because God dwells there and you'll feel him in your heart. That's what we should be aiming for. The epistle for today, the first one, the one that's for the Sunday after Pentecost, says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God and with our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the same as being free from anxiety. What do you want peace with? People don't understand peace at all. The world doesn't understand peace. Peace is not a formal declaration or formal rules of engagement so things go nicely. Peace is when your heart is without all those waves in it, all that darkness in it, all that ickiness in it. I read a lot of the fathers, and they never said icky, but I'm telling you, that's exactly what's in the heart, that stuff that when you hear something about somebody, somehow your heart twists a little bit because you don't like that person. Or that person has hurt you. Or you feel at loose ends on an afternoon, don't do anything useful all day long. Or you feel lonely, even though you're with a room full of people. Or you feel out of place, not right. That is not being at peace. When God dwells in the heart, there's peace. Don't seek peace in that you have enough for your retirement and that other things that you care about, that you're well provided for, or that you marry well, or that your kids get to school, a nice school and everything. That kinds of things those kinds of things that the world desires, they're not what bring peace. It's perfectly acceptable to desire a good education for your children, but not to place your hope in it. Your hope is in Christ. Your hope is in God dwelling in your heart. So what I would suggest to you is that you do what I do, and I try to adjust the things that I desire. I try to evaluate, what do I desire? I desire a lot of good things, and I desire a lot of bad things. And sometimes I can suppress the desires for bad things, and sometimes I don't. But we should be aware of how we think. I'll give you one example. You've heard it 1,000 times. The ones who've heard it 1,000 times and still do what I'm talking about, I guess maybe you know, it's not going to make a difference. But this is one example. It's not meant to be a diatribe. We meet God in the liturgy and in the services. And so many of you come rarely to service, or you just come to Sunday service, or even come late to Sunday service. Now, if you're not at peace in your heart, I would think you'd want to get everything you can to be at peace. You know, a hungry man is going to go out and find food. I guess you have to have the hunger, though, in order to go out to find the food. So if something's wrong with your life, and I defy anyone to stand up and say their life is just hunky-dory and everything's perfect, nothing ever bothers them, they're never sad, they're never depressed, they're never irritable. If something's wrong with your life, then you should do something about it, whatever you can. And the only solution for the problems of the soul is God. There is no other solution. Now, if you have some illness of the body, you can have a doctor, oftentimes, completely cure that illness. But man is powerless to cure the illness of the soul. Only God can. So you should set your priorities to do things that will lead you to peace. Open up your Bible and read it. You don't understand it? Keep reading it. You want to ask questions? You know how to contact me about 12 different ways. Pray. Read the Psalter. Come to church. Come to church on the weekend, on the Saturday. I find that to be the most important service of the entire week, the one that feeds my soul the most. Do things which will cultivate in you feeling God. And then the problems that you have, the anxiety that you have, the irritability, the dissatisfaction, the feeling bad about yourself, what do we call it now? Poor self-esteem. A lot of times poor self-esteem is actually too much self-esteem, misdirected, but feeling bad about yourself. All those things are solved by seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then everything is added to you. It's a simple solution. It's the only solution. It's a grand solution, because God abides in the heart, and then there's peace. When I became an Orthodox Christian, that's what I was attracted to, because I'd read enough and saw the prayers of the church that the church understood that I was a mess. And then although externally I looked like a pretty good guy, I wasn't. And there was lots of stuff in me that was just very, very tempestuous, messy, unclean, unhappy. And the church offered me the solution. It's Jesus Christ. Never regretted it. It's been the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Because it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me, it made sense that I became a priest, although I didn't decide to be a priest. It just sort of organically happened. But that's all that matters to me. I am the person who thinks that because I have a hammer, every problem is a nail. Every problem is a nail. Jesus Christ is the hammer. shall we say. Don't take that metaphor too hard, too far. The only solution for your unhappiness, for your angst, for your sadness, for the things in your soul that rip it, make it squeezed, cold, hard, the only solution is Jesus Christ. No. So you must learn to redirect your eye. God help you to do it. Nobody can do it for you. I can talk about it, and you can say, you know, he makes some sense. And then you can go ahead and do it, but nobody can do it for you. May God help you to redirect your eye towards things that are good so that there will be only light in you and peace. God bless you.